following program is rated TVMA and is intended for mature audiences only. This program is uncensored and contains explicit content.
Listener
discretion is advised.
Welcome back to my podcasts. Today I have an interesting story for you about Juno's cock. It is no more. Or it never was, I should say. No, seriously. We've got some more 21st century schizoid madness for you. For you. Okie dokie. And here we go. Twitter suspends Jordan Peterson for tweet about Elliot Page's trans sin by Emily Lefroy. Jordan Peterson has reportedly been suspended from Twitter following a post about transgender actor Elliot Page that violated the platform's rules against hateful conduct. Screenshots posted online show the tweet in question from the Canadian clinical psychologist's account, which reads, quote, "Remember when pride was a sin? And Ellen Page just had her breasts removed by a criminal physician," unquote. Page came out as transgender in 2020, announcing he would now be known as Elliot. Peterson, 60, is guilty of, quote, dead naming, unquote, the 25-year-old Umbrella Academy star, a source close to the Oscar-nominated actor told the Post. Peterson, who joined the staff of conservative podcast outlet Daily Wire on Thursday, is infamous for his anti-trans stance. Transphobe. What's that, transphobe? He once claimed on Toad Brogan's podcast that being transgender is a result of a contagion and similar to satanic ritual abuse. Or SRA, as those of you in the conspiracy circles might know it as. Conservative political commentator Dave Rubin posted screenshots of the removed tweet online, writing, quote, "The insanity continues at Twitter's, and claiming that Peterson just told me he will never delete the tweet. Paging at Elon Musk," unquote. Peterson's daughter, Michaela, also posted screenshots of the tweets online, taking aim at Twitter and Elon Musk, who has been working to acquire the social media platform. Quote, "Wow, Wow, Jordan Peterson got a Twitter strike. No more Twitter until he deletes the tweet. Definitely not a free speech platform at the moment, at Elon Musk, unquote, she wrote. She could look at. Yeah, not bad. The Post has reached out to Twitter reps for comment. This is the latest in a string of beefs the 60-year-old has had with the little blue bird social media platform in May. Peterson boldly announced he was quitting the platform after he was called out for shaming a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue model, Yumi New, writing of the plus-size poser's cover debut, quote, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that, unquote. Meanwhile, Twitter has a history of booting individuals and even entire organizations, including the Babylon Bee, off the platform for not respecting trans people's identities. Fox News reported, a majority of Americans believe a person's gender cannot be changed, according to a new poll released this week, which underscores the public's complicated view of transgender issues. The Pew Research Center survey found that 60% of adults say a person's gender is determined by their sex assigned at birth. That means kids born, got a wiener, that's a boy. Doesn't have a wiener, that's a girl. Has a combination, there's a scientific term for that. But 60% of people believe that as of right now, as of this poll being conducted. That's a 4-point increase from the previous year, 56% in 2021, and a 6-point spike from 54% in 2017. So you see what's happening in 4 years. The pendulum is swinging back aggressively. The tolerance and the understanding is waning. No single demographic group is driving this change in patterns. Fuck. No single demographic group is driving this change in patterns in who is more likely to say this is similar to what they were in past years, according to the research team. The poll also found that 86% of Republicans and those leaning right believe gender is determined by the sex assigned at birth, compared to 38% of Democrats and those leaning more left. However, the survey stated that 64% of respondents would support legislation to protect transgender people from discrimination in jobs, housing, and public spaces. And it noted that roughly 8 in 10 U.S. adults say there is at least some discrimination against transgender people in our society. 8 in 10. Really? 8 out of 10 people think that we discriminate against transgender when they have fucking a month to celebrate? And Comedy Central changes their icon to a rainbow for a month, and they have parades all over the country. That's not fucking discrimination. If it was discrimination, none of that would be allowed. It wouldn't be recognized. It'd be discriminated against. You no, we're not going to do that. We're discriminated against you. We're not going to have a fucking month of celebration for you. That's discrimination. It's like fucking the racist card, man. How the fuck can the United States be racist when we had a half black man as a president for 8 fucking years? That just blows the entire fucking argument out of the water. It's over. It's fucking over. Anyone screaming racism anymore is a fucking racist. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. Full stop. Thank you. guess that's it. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, went off on a tangent, man. I'm sorry, man. The whole discrimination shit, it's fucking ridiculous. Again, this man is a clinical psychologist, and he, believe he taught at a university up in Canada. So he's a, you know, socialist by nature to a certain extent. I've seen him on various, you know, content creators platforms. What am I trying to say here? First time I saw him was he did an interview over in Britain with some broad named Kathy, and I can't remember the issue at hand, but it was something like this, where he was just like being logical, and she was like aggressing him. Okay, it's coming back to me. She was aggressing him and trying to put him in his place and everything, and everything that she was accusing him of that he hadn't done, she was doing. And when he made that observation, like, wow, well, how do you think you're making me feel right now? You invite me on your program and you've just been attacking me. And every time he would try to talk, she would go, so you're saying, so you're saying, so you're saying. It was like she was locked in on some type of, what they call it, racing thoughts with your, you know, cuckoo. She, so you're saying, so you're saying. And then when she was trying to interrupt him again, she, whatever she was trying to verbalize, she was like a caught on a, like a schism, and she was going, mow, 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 go fucking find it. Mow, 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 so you're saying, and he's just sitting there staring at her with his hands full. Like, wow, you're proving my point for me. You're unstable, you're delusional, you're irrational, you're hateful. You're all of the things that you're accusing me of just for putting a mirror up to you. I mean, sorry, man. Again, I don't have any hatred for anyone or fear, transphobia, you know, fear. I'm not afraid. It's not fear. It's not hatred. It's just indifference. I don't give a fuck. It, you know, until you start, again, doing this crazy shit, going too far with it. I mean, I don't know. I've had my experiences. I remember I shared this a couple seasons ago up in Oregon when I was in school. Left a friend's house one morning, walking up the street to the bus stop. This van pulls up. It's this big, obese, ugly dude with long hair and a fucking woman's house coat driving this beat up, dirty minivan, and pulls up. Hey, could you give me a hand moving a couch? And, you know, I was thinking to myself, man, if this is some aspiring fucking Jeffrey Dahmer, Wayne Gacy type motherfucker, you know, I have to see how he thinks this is going to end. So I was like, well, I don't know. You know, I'm fixing to go catch a bus. And he's like, hey, I'll give you some money. You know, there's a couch sitting out. It's free. I just need some help getting it in the van. And I was like, well, I tell you what, you know, I'll give you a hand if you could just drop me off at the bus stop at the top of the hill. And he, I'll never forget it. He goes, oh, like that. And I went, I looked at him. I was like, really? I go, you don't have any problem stopping and asking me to go and help you. But if I ask you for something in return, that's too much to ask. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, so I jumped in the van with him. And yeah, I kind of looked at him. And it was obvious he was in some type of, I don't know, trans something. Transition or transmutation, I don't know. But we went up there, and sure enough, there was a couch, and we picked it up, threw it in the back of his van, and he took me to the bus stop and had pulled out a 20 folded up, and he's like, here, man, you know, take this. I go, no, that's cool. I don't want your money. I just wanted to ride to the bus stop. And he's like, no, please take the money. And I was like, all right, motherfucker. I took the money, went and bought a badass donut and a cup of coffee while I waited for the bus back home. But it, I mean, it's shit like that. Like, who the fuck are you? You're judging me? Your kind is judging my kind, which I presume is just, you know, a gender at birth fucking hetero white dude walking down the street at 6:30 in the morning. You're cool asking me, hey, you know, can you give me a hand, relying on my compassion and empathy and acceptance and non-discriminatory, you know, persona. But yet I ask a favor of you, and no, So, you know, again, fuck you, man. Whatever. Fuck that shit. And additionally, the point I have to make about Jordan Peterson, he's a clinical psychologist. He has a PhD in psychology. So that means that he went and earned a bachelor's degree. That's 4 years. He went and got a master's degree. That's another two. That's six. And then he earned his PhD, which probably could be another 2-4 years. I don't know. So the man spent at least 6 years in adult education and academia. He's a doctor of philosophy. Or I'm sorry, he's either a doctor of philosophy or a doctor of psychology. I guess he's not a doctor of psychology. That'd be a PsyD. Anyway, he's a psychologist, a clinical psychologist with a doctorate. He went to school for 10 fucking years. This person went to Hollywood. You know, this person, Paige Juno, before he or she made this decision to go with this transition and the surgery and all of the hubbub surrounding it, probably went and talked to a clinical psychologist. Probably had been talking to a clinical psychologist for some time, and then it started exploring the issue of, you know, thinking that they're a man trapped in a woman's body, a very petite, tiny woman's body, but feels like a man inside and wants to use whatever resources, technologies, and modern advances in medicine to facilitate that transformation. And the clinical psychologist was like, hey, I'm on board. You know, that sounds like something that it would be in your best interest, and signed off on it. And then that person went and took it to a physician, was like, okay, you've gone through all this, you've started that, now we can chop your titties off. It's horrific, man. Again, it's not discrimination to question that. And it's not discrimination to not want to celebrate it. You're not going to force me to condone it. I think it's terrible and unfortunate. And in a more savage, less civilized society, if people found out that a doctor was, imagine a doctor with a woman, a tiny girl strapped on a fucking table, sedated, with a fucking sword, a butcher cleaver ready to chop her breasts off, and then we walk in and go, what the fuck are you doing? Oh no, it's okay, she's cool with this, she wants to do this. There's no rationale there. There's no logical fucking argument. So, again, I don't know what's going on with this shit. I probably think about it too much, but it's so overwhelming in our society right now that they don't give you an opportunity to escape it. Even if you go somewhere to try to escape it, like to watch a baseball game or something, they've got some type of icon to indicate their support for this. You see what I mean? If you go to watch some South Park reruns, there it is at the bottom of the screen, that iconic symbolism to remind you the inversion of the rainbow that was, you know, supposed to be a sign from God, that was a promise that he would never flood this motherfucker on his suit again. But it sure just, you know, next time it'll be fire that's gonna fuck your shit up. Cause you didn't learn last time, fools. See what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. We'll be right back.
Fuck you, Twitters!